James is passed out again. He's on the grubby cream leather armchair, head lolling to the side, snoring. There's a string of dribble running down his chin, a 75 centilitre bottle of vodka a quarter full, lies sadly on the carpet, and three empty skull cans are on the coffee table. It's 2 PM. I give his shoulders a shake. He doesn't even flinch. I take a seat on the sofa opposite him and watch him as he snores away in his drunken slumber. I've often wondered where it all went wrong for him. God knows I've had my fair share of stress. But I've never stooped this low. I've never turned to the bottle. Turning point for James was when Elise left him. Elise was half English, half Italian. She had long, thick, wavy, dark hair and almond-coloured eyes. They'd only been married a year. I don't blame her for leaving. His drinking and gambling had reached catastrophic levels. She worked hard to make their run-down two-bedroom terrace house an home. Months after she moved out, the house resembled a doss house. I would never let a woman like her slip away. You utter idiot, I say. James doesn't stir. I often have conversations like this with him. He never answers, of course. I could draw on his face, shave his eyebrows off, put his hand in a bowl of cold water so he pisses himself in his sleep. He would be none of the wiser. Still, he'll be good for something. I need him for what I've got planned. My thoughts turned to Helen. We were happy once, in the early days, before the relentless IVF cycles, the mood swings and the heartache.